This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudan's army and a paramilitary force battled in Khartoum on Thursday, testing U.S. and African efforts to pause a conflict that has killed hundreds of people in 2 weeks of fighting and sent tens of thousands fleeing for their lives. During a visit to Washington Thursday, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres thanked the U.S. for its efforts to help evacuate the U.N. and other personnel in Sudan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they're working very closely together.
Hopefully working toward a more enduring ceasefire, cessation of hostilities, and helping to put Sudan back on the track that it was on to civilian-led government, while dealing with, I think, an increasingly challenging humanitarian situation there.
An existing three-day ceasefire brought about a partial lull in fighting, but is due to expire at midnight. The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing to states neighboring conflict-ridden Sudan to keep their borders open to people seeking safety and protection. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
Since fighting between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces erupted April 15th, tens of thousands of Sudanese have been forced to leave their homes in fear of their lives. UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrado says the fighting looks set to trigger more displacement inside and outside the country. She says efforts are underway to scale up assistance for those fleeing across borders. At least 20,000 Sudanese refugees reportedly have fled to Chad from Darfur, one of the regions in Sudan most affected by violence. Large numbers of Sudanese also reportedly are arriving in Egypt. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
If you'd like to know more on this or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com.